You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Reminding you, like, hey, you know, especially my son over there, he wouldn't let you get away with nothing, you know. He wouldn't always remember to do his chores, but he would remind you. Yeah, well, you can forget to take the trash out, but boy, you sure, you know. Woo-wee, hallelujah, hallelujah. You got people, let me say this, you got people that they'll forget. At least they'll try to forget that they owe you money. Come on, somebody. I might as well have thrown that out there, right? And so anyways, but the Bible says, God says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In other words, guess what? You're going to live by bread, but the Bible says you're going to live by something else also. The word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Let me move on down here. Psalms 119 and 11. Go there. Psalms 119 and 11. You live by truth. You live by the word. Oh, glory to God. Psalms 119 and 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid. You know, when you hide things, you know, I hide things of value. Amen. Some of you all have done the same thing. You got a valuable piece of jewelry. You don't put it out there in, you know, where everybody can see it. Come on, you put it in a dresser drawer or something, but you hide it. You hide it. Why? Because it's valuable. It's valuable. And so even your heart is hidden. It's hidden. Behind your wall of flesh, behind bones, it's hidden. Why? Because it's valuable. And he says, it'll keep me from sinning, come on, against you. All right, all right. Da, 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 da. Because how many know there's, like I said earlier, there's a lot of thoughts that compete, oh glory to God, for our mind and to stay in our mind. Come on, your family issues, finances, time, social media, soap opera. Oh, glory to God. There are customers that we have that come into the shop. And when they come into the shop, you already know what's, okay, all right. There's some customers that come in. The first thing they come in, did y'all see this? Did y'all see that? They want to talk about certain television shows. Guess what? Your heart let me know that, guess what? All you do is sit around and watch TV all day. Because that's all you come in. You want to come in and talk about the latest soap operas. I've come around the corner, and I'm thinking something happened for real. And I'm like, you know, when did that happen? Who did that happen to? And then it's a soap opera. It's like, what the, what? You're up in here talking up a soap opera, you know? Praise God. And so the devil wants to put things in your heart that, let me say this here. Okay, I might as well say this. How many know that you can even reason away truth? You got to be careful about all the things that are going into your heart, because guess what? You can reason away truth. Mark 2:8. Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. Oh, glory to God. There's sometimes that you're preaching and people are reasoning things away. Okay, all right. We saw a member at Walmart, me and my wife, and praise God, and she was angry. Amen. And y'all, you know, I'm not gonna call them names. They ain't been here in a long time. Praise God. But she was going with some married man. And so she was going with some married man, and my wife was preaching on it, and she got angry. She decided not to come back. Amen. So people, they want to reason away the truth. Come on. You sitting in here, you might be sitting out here, you might be open, you might have capacity, but everybody don't have capacity. Amen. Amen. So bad thoughts, tell your neighbor, bad thoughts compete to stay at the forefront of your mind.
Bad thoughts compete to stay at the forefront of your mind.
Amen. The truth, the enemy wants to push the truth out of your mind. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'll just say this here. God's word is lucky sometimes when it can find room in our heads. Oh, glory to God. Especially okay, all right. All right, let me see. Got a lot of stuff written down here. All right. Because how many know that if you don't have a renewed mind when a situation arises, oh, glory to God, then you may show forth what? Your fleshly mind, your worldly mind. Your degenerate mind, your mind is still degenerate. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You say, well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Well, let me say this. So how many remember when Adam and Eve sinned? Yeah. What was one of the first manifestations of what came out of their mouth? They say, we're afraid. Well, we were afraid. We were hiding from you. Well, guess what? They had to be in their mind first before it came out of their mouth. Yeah. Some things are all, look, God didn't even recognize that language. God was like, who told you that you were afraid? And so that was a language that wasn't the language of the courtroom of heaven. That wasn't a language that God used. And here they were saying that we were afraid. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so you see that their mind began to change towards God. Come on. And so when your mind began to change towards God, your words will begin to change towards God. Anybody getting this? All right. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm just, you know, just going down some of these notes, some of the things I was writing as I came here. Praise God. I got a lot of notes, as you can see. Amen. How many? Okay. I'm going to just say what the Lord had me writing. All right. Somebody say, remember. Amen, because I was writing some things about remember, because I've been teaching about the mind. Come on, we get our minds straight. We renew our minds. The Bible says you'll be transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind. And so I wrote some things about remembering, that we have a tendency to remember and to hold on to wrong things. We're supposed to be striving for the future, and somebody say forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. Oh, glory to God. So I want to ask you a question. What are you striving more for? All right. All right. What are you striving more for? Because a lot of us have strong ways of thinking. Okay. All right. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem or coming up with a solution. Okay. All right. I'm going to say that again. Your mind. And this is, you know, God gives you some good stuff when you get quiet before Him. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem. Sometimes our mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem. It's like we keep hitting the record button. You, something is running through your head. Every thought that runs through our head is not of God. Yes. It's time for us to learn that in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Some thoughts, when the enemy has a stronghold built up in your mind, it don't mean that you're demon-possessed, but sometimes we have strong ways of thinking. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. I'm going to come right back to this here. No, I'm going to stay right there for a second. All right. Your mind is not even entertaining fixing the problem or coming up with a solution because your brain is consumed with the past. This is why in Psalms 51, David prayed, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Point to your heart. Create in me a clean heart. I don't have a clean heart. I need you to clean out my heart. Oh, glory to God. This is why this even this morning. Amen. See, because guess what? It's one of the things that I like coming to prayer meeting. But when I come to prayer meeting, I'm asking God to empty me. I'm giving God permission. You see, in the beginning, you see creation yielding to God's will. Here's God using the word let. Come on. Let the water flow back off the earth. Let the earth bring forth. He's using the word let because let is a word. It means to allow. In other words, God was asking what he created for permission to help it out. And so the earth had to do what? The earth had to yield. It had to yield. It had to yield. Sometimes we're not yielding to God. We have things on our mind, and it sounds right, and it's coming out of our mouth, but it's really not of God. It's not God. Oh, glory to God. So our brains can be consumed with the past. Oh, glory to God. And we have things in our heart that need to be cleaned. Out. Somebody say out.
Out.
See, because when your mind is not renewed, the enemy knows how to bring about triggers. Yeah, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, somebody say, so is he.
So is he.
Oh, glory to God. So I realize that guess what? If I have fearful thoughts. And let me say this here. As a man thinketh, so is. I-S. I-S. What does is mean? What's the definition of is? State of existence. That's the state you exist in. If you're walking around and you're fearful all the time, oh, glory to God, then you exist in the state of a coward. Okay. As a man thinketh, so is he. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Because you think like one, you act like one. All right. I'm going to say that again. Because you think like one, you act like one. Okay. All right. Is this all right?
Amen.
If you think like a person of lack, come on. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. If you think, because what as a man thinketh in his heart, that means it's in your heart. That means it's in your mind. That means that thing is a part of your mind and it needs to be let go. Come on, somebody. How many know that God has given you a free will? You choose. You get to choose. You can either listen to the voice of the enemy. Okay. And the thoughts of the enemy. Because can I tell you something? Some of us are in a condition because you thought your way into that condition. You thought your way into that state. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just, things that I was trying to write and drive, I was like, I hope these folks don't call the police on me because God was just dropping nuggets. I'm like, wow, this is some good nuggets, Lord. How many know? Because guess what? Then we base those things, we make decisions based on those things. Oh, glory to God. We make decisions based on lack. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, if you think like a conqueror. Can I tell you something? Let me talk about myself. Oh, glory to God. Let me show you how the mind, and this is why God wanted to deliver people's minds. I was married, but I was thinking like a single man. And so I behaved like a single man. Come on. I did things like a single man. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because my thinking was jacked up. I'm talking about myself. Oh, glory to God. As a businessman, when I first got into business, I didn't think like a businessman. You know, I was wondering, you know, how come I would, you know, wasn't being successful, and I had to change the way that I thought about business. Come on. I realized I couldn't give everybody credit. Come on. I realized I couldn't say, yeah, and you'll pay me later. Come on, somebody. I was not thinking. My thought was I was thinking like a person that was not a businessman. Come on. And so I had to change my thinking. Somebody say, as a man think in his heart, so is he. Some of us, the condition that we're in, we thought ourselves there. All right. One of the things that the Lord began to deal with me about, he began to deal with me about celebrities. Celebrities. Somebody say celebrities.
Celebrities.
Oh, glory to God. And so, the Lord began to deal with me and say, you know, you can be a celebrity, but you don't have to think like a celebrity.
Okay.
Because celebrities, you know, they get beside themselves, they get a little big head, and then they want to be, they because they're celebrated, and then they always want to be celebrated.
Yes.
And if they're not celebrated, they get mad.
Yes.
Come on. There's been some when the celebration went, okay, all right, I won't even go there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But they get high-minded. Oh, glory to God. They get high-minded, and they think that they have to be celebrated. Well, guess what? You got leaders that way, too.
Yeah.
You got pastors that are that way, too. Bishops, apostles. Oh, glory to God. Evangelists, teachers. Oh, glory to God. They get celebrated. This is why I thank God for the leader that I had, because when the leader taught us, when somebody says something good, you pass it on to Jesus. You don't hold on to it. Somebody say, you sure preach good. Look, Holy Spirit, you sure did preach good. Come on. I can do nothing. Oh, glory to God. I don't want to be celebrated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because when the celebration is gone, then, okay, all right. And the enemy fooled a lot of people and get them out there on that boat. Come on. And then you out there, next thing you know, you, okay, all right. Then you have people that think too little. All right. You have people that think too much. Then you have people that think too little. Solomon thought too little of himself. Oh, glory to God. And God had to give him bigness of heart. Amen. Give him the ability to think big. Come on. You see how your mind can trick you and cause you to remain in a state? Glory to God. Cause you to remain in a state that you weren't supposed to remain in or be in. I see my daughter over there. She writing a book.
I can't really catch it. It's so good.
Well, guess what? It was good to me. I was writing, and I was trying to write and drive. I was like, what the what? You know? Hallelujah. The Lord started changing up on a brother. Because, you know, last week I was teaching, your thoughts have power. I was teaching that at another church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your thoughts do have power. I won't go all into that. Some of the things that the Lord was giving me. Hallelujah. They were nuggets. That was dropping stuff on me. Oh, glory to God. Because I said all of that because guess what? You have a free will. Tell somebody God has given us a free will. Point to this thing. I can choose what I want to entertain as far as my thoughts. Come on. Because sometimes we're just entertaining. And this is why it's important that you understand, stop walking by sight. We walk by faith. If you walk by sight, you're going to speak sight. Okay.
Yes.
You're going to speak about what you see. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Stop walking by sight. We walk by faith, and somebody say, not by sight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We call those things that be not as though they were. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. All right. I said it a little bit earlier. A lot of us have thought our way into the condition that we're in. Tell somebody your decision is based on you. God has given you a free will. You get to choose. You get to choose what you want to entertain and what you don't want to entertain. Okay, all right. You get to decide whether you want to forgive, whether you want to hold offense, whether you want to hate. You get to decide these things. You get to decide whether to be impoverished or not to be impoverished. Come on, somebody. I hear people, oh, I don't want anything. I just want enough just to get by. Shut up, devil. Stop speaking through them. Come on. Loose them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You get to choose whether to be healed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I choose to be healed. I choose to be healed. I choose to be whole. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Come on. I'm not going to reason away the truth. The Bible says I'm healed by his stripes. The Bible says, oh, glory to God, that healing is the children's bread. I make a choice to accept what God has to say about the matter. I choose to be healed. God wants me healed. I'm not going to reason away the truth. Come on. Somebody say, you choose. You choose to love. You choose to love. Come on. Oh, glory to God. God has given you a free will. You make the choice. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to realize that when thoughts are coming in our head, every thought that comes in your head is not of God. Amen. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This is why, and I'm going to go back to our opening scripture. We're going to go back and we're going to just run down that and then we'll wrap it up. But I want to say this here. You choose to denounce, you can choose to denounce every ungodly thought a wrong way of thinking. I'm going to say that again. You can choose to denounce, to denounce. Oh, glory to God. There are things I've been saved for a while. There are things I denounce it. Oh, glory to God. Some things try to stick his head back up and it's, I denounce you. I reject you. Then, let me say this here. Then you have to denounce your ways to get saved. Well, what makes you think that you can't denounce things now? What makes you think that you can't choose now? You chose to give your life to the Lord. Amen. You chose to denounce, come on, what the enemy, ain't this good, daughter? You chose that. You made a decision. God gave you the ability to make decisions. Come on, somebody. Why are you choosing to remain? Why do people choose to remain poor? Why do people choose, come on, to stay in the state that they're in? Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. Choose. It's your choice. Oh, glory to God. You know, sometimes I hear, I see people and they have chose what the doctor had to say. And they're living out the doctor's visions for their life. That doctor said, you and your wife said that we wouldn't have children. I said, the devil is a liar. I didn't say it in the face of the doctor. Come on. But the devil is a liar. Come on. The doctor said your oldest son got water on his brain. Come on. I did not become an echo for the enemy. I did not echo the voice of the enemy. I walked by faith and not by sight. I echoed what God's word was saying. Come on. That's why you see one of my sons over there and there's another one who's working as an investor and working with, okay, I won't say this on the air because some of this is going on the radio. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because I chose the word. I made a decision to denounce what the enemy was doing and to accept truth and not reason away truth. Amen, somebody. Amen. And so the book of Judges, hold up, no, where did I tell you to read from? Isaiah, yes, okay, all right. I meant to say something about the book of Judges
Isaiah
also.
55:6-11.
Okay, so you stay right there. But let me say this here. Because sometimes I said your thinking could be good or your thinking could be bad. Here's God. God was visiting Gideon, and the angel appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now the angel, oh glory to God, was speaking God's and calling him a mighty man of valor. Sometimes God has to, even though you're not acting that way, come on, God don't walk by sight. God is outside of time. God sees what you're going to become. But how many know that sometimes we can hold up what we're supposed to be coming?
Yes.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he calls him a mighty man of valor. And then Gideon said unto him, "Oh Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why is all of this befalling us? And where be the miracles?" And because guess what? I've come to find out you can't look at what's going on. Man, I tell you, you can't just look at the empty chair. You can't look at that. Man, I tell you what, God let the church get empty over on US 1, and then next thing you know, people started getting big money, and we redid the place. And I was not focused on what was going on, because sometimes that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you. How many know that Gideon, when the Lord started telling Gideon to get rid of folks, how many know that Gideon couldn't get caught up at looking at the amount of people? He probably was looking at the amount of people first, but then God don't get the glory sometimes. Okay. All right. Man, we've done television with a handful of people. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, man of God. We've done television with a handful of people. You got churches, big churches out there that never done television. So I don't worry about what I'm seeing. Come on. And so here he is. He calls him a mighty man of valor.
Yes.
Calls him a mighty man of valor. And then Gideon begins to, complain. He begins to complain. And he says, "Did not the Lord bring us, where be the miracles that our fathers told us about? Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us." He thought that they were forsaken. And he says, "And delivered us into the hand of the Midianites." And then the Bible says in verse 14, "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" Oh, glory to God. And verse 15, "And he said unto them, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor." Now he's looking at his condition. He's looking at the condition of his family. Oh, glory to God. "And Manasseh, I am the least in my father's house." Verse 16, "And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midians." And so what am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes we can't.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.